This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
It's Glenn, Pat, Stu. We also brought in Jason. Jason is my chief researcher. He's military intelligence.
And a warmonger.
And a warmonger. A
famous warmonger.
Yeah.
He's a man who mongers in war.
He can help us work our way through a lot of this with some of the real facts that he can kind of piece together. I want you to, let me just cover a couple of things. I was concerned about Russia. But we have what Obama set up, the deconfliction line, where we called Russia in advance and we said, hey, by the way, we're going to blow some things up. Maybe you have 10 minutes, maybe you have 20 minutes. This is something that I'm very concerned about because I do not want to get into a war with Russia. Russia does not care about the Syrian people. America, the people at least, I think we look at those children who have been gassed and we see that and say, this guy's got to go. He's a monster. That's not what Putin is saying, because Putin doesn't care about that kind of gas. He only cares about an oil pipeline. That's the only reason why he is involved. I should say he is involved in with Iran as well, because he wants the Middle East to follow the influence of Russia, not the United States. Well, we're doing a good enough job ourselves on screwing that place up and making sure everybody in the world hates us in that part of the world. I don't want to get into a war with Vladimir Putin. There's two conflicts that we said yesterday about this time. I said, you should look into gold. You should buy gold, because if this thing starts to go unstable, you're going to see the price of gold shoot through the roof. Yesterday, last night, it was up. I don't even know what it's up now. It was up $15 last night.
The stocks are down a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the world can change overnight. Are you prepared? Because it's not just about Syria. This is also about North Korea. Now, here's where it gets brilliant. And I'm not sure that this was planned by Donald Trump. You have to be a master strategist to have this all come together this way. Couple of things. Notice we're leading not with the Democrats using the Republicans using the nuclear option. Gorsuch is going to be confirmed here in just a few minutes. And nobody's talking about the nuclear option. That is one of the biggest stories. Perhaps one of the biggest political stories of our lifetime, because what it will mean for the Supreme Court for the next guy who gets out, which is probably going to be Kennedy. We're not talking about it. We're talking about a missile strike. Brilliant. Two, last night, Trump was having dinner last night with the president of China. The president of China, the big topic last night and today is, what are we going to do with North Korea? Now, Donald Trump has said, I'm going to unilaterally strike North Korea. That's crazy talk, because North Korea will attack. They have 8 nukes. They could launch a nuke. But even if they don't, they will attack South Korea and they can level Seoul within 2.5 hours. Millions will die. The last thing we want is a unilateral attack and lobbing some missiles from a ship off the coast into North Korea. especially without the support of China. Remember, it was China that was really the force with the communists in the 1950s. That's why we have North and South Korea. China will block us. We have to have China on board. China does not want this happening on their border. So now, this morning in Mar-a-Lago, the president of China is getting up and they're having a little breakfast, staring at each other. Last night, when the president in Mar-a-Lago said, excuse me just a second, I've got to speak to the American people, he went and he said, I told you something. This is obviously not what he said, but I told you that when a president draws a red line, a president has to follow through on it. I told you this was unacceptable, and I'm just enforcing the red line that our last do-nothing president refused to enforce. He said it was unacceptable. I said it was unacceptable. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. I don't care if it's Russia on the other side. I'm launching. He basically says that to the American people. Well, he says something different to the American people, but that's what he was saying to China. China. So he walks back with the president of China. And that's what the president of China heard. Yeah, I don't really care about Russia. I just saw that this was wrong and we're not going to tolerate it. And I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. Now, what is the president of China thinking about Donald Trump? This is they rehearse this for 2 days. So this is something that they had been working towards since the gassing. So this was not planned in advance for this. It just happened to fall into brilliant, almost providential timing. So what are the conversations with China going to be? Now the president of China realizes, crap, we are not dealing with Barack Obama. We're not even dealing with a guy who I think is necessarily sane. He's a guy who said the one China policy, out. And by the way, I don't care what you say. You're cheating us with trade. I want a better trade deal. Oh, and by the way, I'm willing to lob missiles and go to war alone in North Korea. The president of China, remember, their mindset is entirely different. The president of China is looking at that saying, if I'm looking at the next 500 years, I need to get past the next four with this guy. And this guy just might do it. This worked out really well if you are in the United States and concerned about war with North Korea. This possibly gave us the upper hand at the talks with China today, because China does not want a war, and they certainly do not want the United States going in there unilaterally. Mark my words, neither do I. I don't want a war. We have known about North Korea, and as if I may go back in a time tunnel and repeat the words of a monologue I gave in about 2003, you must take care of North Korea now, because there will be a time when you have no good options and they will have nuclear weapons. You have to be tough with them now on sanctions. Well, that time obviously is 14 years ago. We do not want a war with North Korea. We do not want a war with China. We do not want a war with Russia. And the most disturbing thing I heard from the president last night was regime change. We want regime change. Can somebody tell me the last time we set out for regime change when it worked? It's worked.
Yeah, Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the price on that one?
50 million people?
Uh-huh.
60 million?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
We had no choice but regime change. However, that regime change came in a Western country, one that we understood, one where we as the Western world were very clear, that's evil. And all of the countries, all of the Western countries that had that same kind of culture and same kind of Christian background, they all knew it. We knew, take the bad guys out, don't kill the Germans, kill all the Nazis, and we're going to be fine. Because the Germans are not necessarily Nazis. Now, tell me how clear we are as a nation that Muslims are not all Islamists. I'm not even sure our president understands that. We are looking, instead of looking at the Middle East, like we looked at Germany and said, there are Islamists, and here's how you identify them. Here's who they are. Here's what they believe. Here's what they'll do. Here are their atrocities. We instead say, these are Muslims that have just been, they're poor, and they're sad, and they just love peace. No, these are Muslim Islamists who will kill everyone on the planet that disagrees with them. They're throwing homosexuals off rooftops because they believe God told them to. I'm sorry. You're an Islamist. You are an enemy. Muslims are not. Now, where do we go? Who is leading that parade in America? So we have a blurry focus. Next thing, tell me who the good guys are in the Middle East that is going to fill that vacuum. Tell me who they are. Is it Saudi Arabia? Is it the UAE? Is it Egypt? Is it Libya? I trust Jordan, and Jordan is afraid for their lives right now. Is it Iran or Iraq with the help of Russia? We have destabilized thanks to, what's her name, Susan Powers. We have destabilized the entire Middle East. And we did it at first thinking, oh, well, it's like the West. We get rid of the bad guys and the good guys will have the balls to stand up. No, they won't. They don't have the ball. They're surrounded. How many good guys do you see here stand up? They don't stand up here except for patriots like Zudi Jasser because they're afraid they'll get snuffed out here. Yeah, they're going to stand up in the Middle East, surrounded by, you know, what? Let's be kind in the numbers. 1 million Islamists? It's probably more like 10 million Islamists. At least, not going to stand up. So we destabilize. What happens? Who's going to fill that role? Well, we're not going to pick it. Russia will pick it. Oh, so we're going to put Russia and have Russia, who hates the West, who's trying to correct the history of the West, who hates Israel, the only democracy and freedom in the Middle East. Oh, okay, we're going to have them do it. There are no winners here. What we look at are the children. When you look at things like Somalia, when you look at places, where was the other place, Stu? We were just talking about the other horrible tragedy that happened.
Rwanda.
Mm-hmm. Rwanda, we can help. Rwanda, we could have helped, but nobody wanted to, because why? There's nothing in it for us. That's the worst reason not to help. We could have stopped Rwanda. Can we make things better in Syria? I'm not sure. If we had a record of making any place in the Middle East better, you could make a case. Donald Trump is headed into treacherous waters. His strong base, who heard no more wars, are now beginning to turn on him this morning. His base on economic stability is very weak. On healthcare, very weak. If he gets us roped into another war, the left is going to go crazy. The uber right is going to go crazy. We could be looking at a lame duck president soon. Because of what's happening with Bannon and what's happening with Jared Kushner, what's happening inside the White House is beginning to change the presidency. We have to be very cautious. Pray for the president. Pray for our military. Pray that we have some divine providence. And last night, perhaps at least for North Korea, we had some. I don't have real confidence in what this government or what this administration is doing because it's split internally. And I don't know which side is winning. Bannon apparently was saying, don't do it. And Kushner was saying, do it. We did it. So this goes against everything. If you look at the Donald Trump tweets that everybody's retweeting today, he violated everything that he said, you know, was wrong with the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to go to Congress. You can't do this. Stay out of Syria. Let the Russians handle it. So it shows again, he has no moral center. Who is he listening to? That's the scary thing about this. I don't know. When he says regime change, does he really mean regime change? And what is he going to back that up with? And what does that mean? Does that mean, because, Jason, what happened with the French? How did we get the Assad family in?
So, yeah, that was a French brokered deal. And the French came in and they knew that they wanted to keep everybody divided. They did not want a Sunni majority to run through. So they kept they put the Alawite minority, which was what the Assad family comes from.
Okay, so now it's falling apart because it's a puppet regime. It was manufactured. Now, who's going to do that? Us? Or is it Russia? If anybody's going to put them in, go ahead. It's not going to work out well for us. But let Russia do it. At least the people will hate Russia and not us. There's no good guy here.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
Are you as excited about your kids being online on the internet as I am? I feel like I'm always playing catch up with the latest apps and sites that my kids have access to. All the good and all the bad is always there, but I'm not always there. That's why I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. Hero is a high-tech tool that helps you stay ahead of the game. Activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, monitored, and even tracked via GPS from one easy dashboard that you have. You can adjust all your filters. Material that might be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child. It works on all of your devices, including your mobile. It's easy to set up, intuitive to use, and it stays up to date with ever-changing technology. It's going to make the internet in your house appropriate by your standards, not what society says. So enjoy the good and block the bad. Go to blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.